Ephesians chapter 5, if you've got your Bible or device along, Ephesians chapter 5 is where we're going to be this morning. I suppose every one of us has a GPS story. Trying to follow, getting a little confused, perhaps a little bit lost. Well, I bet your story doesn't match up to Robert Ziegler, 37, in Switzerland. He found himself on the top of a mountain. Fortunately, his cell phone still worked, so he could call for help. He was following his GPS. It went off of the paved road onto a dirt road, which became more of a path. And he kept thinking to himself, well, the GPS is still telling me to go. Any moment now, the next turn, I'll be back on the main highway, and we're going to be fine. He got to a place. Finally, the GPS says, turn around. He's on the top of a mountain, and he can't turn around. They actually had to get a heavy lift helicopter to take the van and all off the top of the mountain to, can you say embarrassing? Just, and the police officer said, now he said that he didn't see any footpath signs there, but just kept going, trusting the GPS. He said, it must be a pretty good driver to go up that goat path and end up on the top of that mountain. He would have done well to stop and think. Huh? No, we can trust the Jeep. No, just stop. At what point are we going to finally realize this is not a road? The scripture today is asking us to stop and recalculate. The road you were on may not be the road you're still supposed to be on. You may need to recalculate. You may need to make some adjustments in your life. So recalculate this morning. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. What a word, Lord. What a word. Would you help us to unpack some of it today and make it applicable to each one of our journeys so that we can make adjustments? We so often get caught up in the current of life, so busy. And this morning's a good time to pull off the side of the road and just reassess. Speak into our lives in the days to come, we pray. And help guide us to where we need to be. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The word translated opportunity here is used elsewhere in Scripture and is translated time or season. Make the most of every opportunity. Make the most of every season in your life. What season are you in? A lot of people don't act their age. I might be one of those people. But to understand, how often are we saying things like, wow, where did the time go? That was 12 years ago? That can't be 12 years ago. We begin to use increments like 20 or 30 or even 40 years when we're talking about blocks of time. And we're thinking about what happened before. We're worried about what comes next. What about today? Where in the world are we? We're not just anywhere in history. We're here right now. Would you agree with me that this season is different from any that the world has ever experienced before? Certainly it's different than my lifetime has been up till now. Directly behind us are the initial days of the COVID. And apparently we're not, well, some of us are done with it, but the rest of the world, talking about missionaries, I heard from one this week that just they were crossing Europe and going from airport to airport. Every airport had different regulations than the one before, and it was quite an ordeal just to do a little bit of movement. I may remember the 2020 elections. For some people, it's not even over yet. quite an ordeal. And school. Last school year, I still grieve for all those seniors from last year that didn't get to do the last year of their sport, didn't get to complete some projects, didn't get to walk across the platform and so many other things. And what a confusing time it was. Parents had to sometimes be homeschoolers and sometimes sending the kids off to school. And there were days when you had less than 24-hour notice that the kids are going to be home tomorrow. So if you're taking care of daycare and all those situations, what a time we have had. And what's it going to be like this year? Does anybody know? We're making plans, we're talking about it, but who knows? We could be thrown back into the same kind of a mess that we were in this last year. Many worked from home who never did that before. You know, what do they call it, the COVID-19, the 19 pounds you put on because your desk is set up near the refrigerator, and it's just so easy to, my office is called a kitchen, and we put the weight on. Some businesses thrived, others failed. Some relationships flourished. Oh, we're together so much now. For others, that was a real struggle. We're together so much now. Yay. So when Paul says, make the most of every opportunity, we have to first stop and find out, what season are we in? What is this like? For the longest time, we were on autopilot. We had a routine. We just got caught up on the hamster wheel and so on. But all of a sudden, somebody stopped the wheel dead in its tracks. And we were falling off and trying to pick it back up and get together. And how are we even going to do church and family and all those questions? Well, where are we now? I think it's all right. I think it's fair for us to take a little time to reassess. We're so used to getting back up on the horse. We're so used to keep running again. Could we take a minute to brush ourselves off? To look around? To wonder what has happened and what is happening? You know, it's okay to be human. It's all right to take a little recovery time. And maybe the whole world needs to recover a little bit. So the first stop would be assess, where in the world are we? What is this season we are in? What are we supposed to do? What can we do? What's going to happen in the near future? What should I be doing today? Usually we get into a pattern that works well for us and we just keep working it. And the days click off one right after another and the weeks fly by and so on. But what happens when the old pattern doesn't work, or when there needs to be a change? When other people are telling you there needs to be a change to you, but you can't continue as you were. Life never stays stagnant. You might be a kid right now, or that might be way in your rearview mirror. You're a kid for a little, then you're a teenager, and then a 20-something, and then a parent. Before you know it, you're a grandparent. Hey, we've got one going off to Millersville, going to go get that degree, go get that job. Preparing for a career is way different from working the career, is way different from retiring from that career. And each one of those is a challenge. I remember when I turned 50 and I went to the doctor for a checkup. He said, "You got any concerns?" I said, "Yeah, I got a few concerns." He said, "Well," and I told him what was going on. And he said, "Well, welcome to 50. I said, "Doc, you know how when you're like 12 years old and you're in junior high and they take you in the back room, the gym teacher, he's got a little reel-to-reel projector there and they tell you, this is your body and it is changing right now." They got to do that for 50-year-olds. This is, you know, you just kind of, and it doesn't stop at 50, does it? There's just changes that go on all the time. And we have to reassess. I'm not the guy I used to be. Some of it's better, some of it, well, not so much. And we tend to resist the very changes that would make us relevant and help us reach our generation. That's really true in the church. We tend to get into a pattern, and we love the theme, and we love the vibration of it all. We get stuck in a genre of music. We get stuck in a genre of technology, and we got to keep ever reinventing ourselves and allowing it to be turned over, but we like it the way it was. My mom was a special person. She never liked the car they had. She always liked the car they had, the one they traded in. And she would fight Dad tooth and nail about getting a new car. We don't need a new car. I like this car. But eventually, you know, you need a new car. I remember one time Dad pulled into the dealership and she said, "What are we doing here?" "Well, we're just going to look." She said, "Well, you can look if you want to, but I'm not getting out of the car." He said, okay. He went in and he talked to the salesman. He came out after a while. He says, "Agnes, you're going to have to get out of the car." "Why?" "Because we don't own this car anymore. We own that car over there." Change, you know. And it would happen the next time they did. So you love the one that they, you know. Change. We are hard to change. But my heart, everything's changing now. Everything is so fluid. It's just breakneck speed to coming on board and to getting used to all this stuff going on, smartphones and technology and everything else that's going on. So if we're going to make the most of every opportunity, our moment under that, we only have a few more breaths left. How can we make them count? We have to realize where we're at in history. And we got to step it up a little bit and move and get with it, at least to some degree. Be very careful then how you live. Be very careful. Don't just space out. Don't just go with the crowd. Think. Be very careful about how you're going to live in order to make the most out of every opportunity. Okay, I have life right. Okay, who am I? What am I about? How can I be most effective? That fits with if you're a husband or a wife, if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're a brother or a sister. Today counts. Don't let it pass. What words could you speak? What could you do to make the most of every opportunity? Well, I could just stay quiet and I could just play my video game here. You could. But is that making the most of the opportunity? You're not going to have today again. You get one shot at today, and then it's over. How often people stand at a casket. "Oh, I wish I had said this. I wish we had done that. I wish we would have followed through." Today's a day of assessment. How am I doing? What could I change? What could I do better? What can I offload that's just holding me back or holding me down? What direction should I be headed right now? Stop and put some thought into where you are, why you're here, what you can expect, and what you can do. What can I do? What can we? One of the pastors said something that's been big in my mind since he said it. He said, "It's not about what you do, it's about what you start." What can you start? We have some people here who have started ministries. And they started pretty small and it didn't look like they were going to fly maybe or what. But they started something. And it's continuing and it's doing things in people's lives. You see a need and you start something about it. You get that ball rolling. You're going to school this fall. What could you start in school? What could you start? Not just be a victim of what the world is doing, but maybe you could be a catalyst for something God is doing. Would it be wild for a student to pray for a teacher? To walk into a classroom and say, "Could I pray for you as we get started?" You know? And what could we start? What What movement could we get going? Shift gears. Change as the life changes around you. Embrace the unique opportunities your age brings to you. Well, I can't this anymore. And I can't. Well, what can you do that you couldn't have done before? I've always played sports as though it's the last time I'm going to get to play, because I never know when it's going to be the last, you know. And for some sports, it's been the last. You're not going to go back there anymore. I've got a friend, Chris Walker. He's the, you know, worship leader up there at CLA. And we played tennis together, and now we play racquetball together. And we were talking the other day, and I said, I hope we end up in the same old folks' home together so we can play bingo together. And he said, well, I'm not ready for me. I said, well, okay, yeah, I know. After racquetball comes pickleball. And after pickleball comes shuffleball. And then last stop is bingo, you know. And all, something to look forward to. But you got to change with the time. You can't. Anybody see that commercial on TV where Pat Boone is playing tennis? They show one. Anyway. The man needs to move on to shuffleboard. That's all I got to say. Move on to shuffleboard. So who are you? What part of life? Embrace it. Quit mourning yesterday. Yeah, take a brief time, I guess, but move forward into the next adventure of your life. Just because you used to do something doesn't mean you should or should even try. But if you do, get it on tape. You could win $10,000. Paul urges us, be very careful. Be very careful how you live. Not just careful, be very careful. Ellicott tells us what this means is determine how God wants us to live, then stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. One of the sad things about having been born, raised in the church and been through, you lose friends along the way. You lose family along the way. And I don't mean to death, I mean to the world. This one gets discouraged. That one gets angry. Somebody else got tempted out of the flock. It's just sad. Determine how God... Because you know what? We're closer to the prize than we were before. It would be a shame to quit now. It would be a shame to give up now. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing on. And this is necessary. Why? Because the days are evil. Would you agree with that assessment? Yeah, I always say we're living in evil days. We're living in evil days. Whew. Our kids are grappling with it. I heard my parents say things like this when I was a teenager. Our kids are grappling with things I never had to worry about when I was in school. And it's true all over again now. Our young people are grappling with things we never had to have a talk about in school. Transgender and bi and all this kind of stuff, that's common talk. It's typical among our teens and our kids, our children even today. Don't rely on the shifting judgments of the culture. We need a reliable GPS. We need a reliable compass. What is solid? What has stood the test of time? Don't go by your feelings. Your feelings will swing this way, they will swing that way. You'll get lost real quick. The Bible's our compass. The Word of God is solid and it is sure. It has stood the test of time. Paul, back in his day, said the days are evil. How relevant is that today? This word that we're studying this morning, it is right on. It's as if it was written for 2021. Be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Can we really depend on the world making the right choices? When was the last time you saw a press conference and said amen? You probably said something, but it probably wasn't amen. Can we really depend on the world making the right choices? And you know, they're messing with our kids more than ever before. Very sad. Neither can we trust our own heads or our own hearts. Yet they tell us only 9% of those who confess to be Christians have a daily devotional time, spend any time in the Word of God. You know, we're all sponges. We're all hearing things. We're all being developed continually. And the world is pouring into us right and left. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You ever see what they do to geese in order to get goose liver? They force feed them. They down the gullet. Blah, 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 just so they get big livers. Apparently, goose liver is pretty expensive stuff. I feel like a goose anymore. The world comes, open away, fly away. You're going to get some. You don't have to look for it. They bring it to you. They force feed it through so many different venues. I won't go there. Be very careful how you live, because the days are evil. If the days weren't so evil, you wouldn't need to be nearly so careful. We have to be more careful than ever before. How many remember the day when your mama told you, go out and play, but come back before dark? We don't do that anymore. Why? The days are more evil now than they were just a generation ago. Very dangerous. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So two choices. You can be foolish or wise. Wisdom is the result of seeking the Lord through Bible study and prayer. It's foolish not to pursue God's will for your life. It's stupid not to go after God, because you're a victim of the world if you're not piped into what God is saying. If you don't know what God's will for you is, if you're not moving in the will of God, what are you moving in? What is your purpose? What is the result of all your action if you're not following after God? Now, you can take the natural path and just go along with everybody else. But it's so sad. Go ahead, get drunk, play around. Major on having a good time. But you'll miss the very reason you were born. The purpose for your existence. And you'll eat and eat and eat and eat and never be satisfied. Or you can pursue the Lord's will. Find fulfillment, meaning, an abundant life. The consequences of a foolish life are waste, regret, and terrible guilt. The results of a life of wisdom are abundance, joy, and wonderful memories. So choose for yourself which path you're going to take. And if you haven't been on the right one, God permits U-turns, recalculating. Turn around. Go somewhere else. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. There's your choice. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that what happened when you got on the school bus on your way to junior high? You speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord. Is that what happened? Is that what happens when you go to work? You know, all the guys just gather around the time clock and, hey, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Is that what happens where you work? How about in your neighborhood? You're taking a walk with a dog and everybody just breaks out in song as you go down the street. Probably not. It's so important we do that when we get together. That we build one another up, that we get some strength into ourselves. Because we got to face another week out there in the world that's singing a different tune and trying to pollute everything that is godly. So if you're down, doubtful, or worried, please recalculate this morning. Be careful not to live the way the world does. Change your heart, change your mind. Get busy with the things of God. Come on board with the Lord. Now, everybody's got a different number of days left. We're in a different season of life, even though we're all in 2021. Who are you? Where are you? What could you do? Start something. Don't just do something. Start something. Go ahead and sign up for the booth. Go ahead and volunteer for one of the classes. Decide, because unless you sign up, unless you put it on the dotted line, you're not going to. Oh, once every once in a while, maybe. But go ahead and dedicate yourself to it so that by the time we gather around your casket, there'll be something else nice we could say about you. You know what? They cared about the young people, or they cared about the old folk in this town, or they this or that. You got a little bit of time left. You could use it well. Most of the world runs after the rest of the world. You need to stand on what you know to be true. Be kind. Be good-hearted. Stay anchored on the rock. The conversation is getting pretty twisted these days. Stay steady. Follow the things of God. Be thankful. Pour out praise and appreciation for what the Lord has done for you. Enjoy what God has provided. And may that be a cry in your heart. That old chorus we used to sing, Jesus, use me. And oh, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And though it might be humble, help my will to crumble. Surely there's a work that I can do. Would you stand with me this morning?